Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to order the Arch Top Fiber.
Sure, I can very much help you with that. Can I get your name, ma'am?
Patricia Smith.
Hi, Patricia. So I can help you get set up with Arch Top Fiber. What's your current service address?
It's 295 Broadway, Kingston, New York, 12401.
You said 295 Broadway?
Yes. It's a six-story building.
What apartment number are you?
316.
Is this your home address, ma'am?
Yes, my home address, yes.
Alrighty. And what speed of internet were you looking to get, ma'am?
I just want the 1 gig, that's all.
Okay. About how big is your apartment?
It's a studio.
Okay. And do you need a landline, ma'am?
No, I don't. I don't really need it right now. Maybe later on I might get it with you.
Understandable.
I have a landline with Spectrum, but I want to get rid of there. It's so expensive. My God.
So we have 295 Broadway, apartment 316 here in Kingston. Zip code is 12401. Do you know what the property owner's name is?
Not really. I know it's a man and a woman. They're two Jewish people. I don't know what their whole name is. I only know that R and K or something like that. They don't really tell people their names. It used to be owned by the city, but then they sold it to private people.
Understandable. Do you have a property manager?
But she's not here today, though.
It's okay. We can still use her. Her name, email address, and phone number. That way we have communication. That way we can get in.
Yeah, I only know her first name. I don't know what her last name is. She only goes by her first name.
Well, what's her first name, ma'am?
Jocelyn.
Can you spell that for me?
I'll try. I think it's J-O-C-Y-L-E-N. I don't know for sure how it's spelled. You know, some people spell.
And what's the phone number?
Oh, manager?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get that. I have it on my... you'll probably be here tomorrow because we have city people coming. The number is 845...
Mm-hmm.
38... Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong number I'm giving you. Let me see this here. 845-338-2700.
Is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
And how do you spell your name, ma'am?
P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. And Smith is S-M-I-T-H.
Spell your first name one more time.
T-B? My name is Patricia.
Oh. P-A-T...
T-R-I-C-I-A.
Thank you very much. And what's a good email address for you, Patricia?
Oh, wait a minute. I got to get that, too. I'll just give it to you. It's capital P-A, two small P's, capital Y, 161-33@outlook.com.
And the phone number you're calling us from, is that a good contact phone number for you?
Yes.
So that's 845-334-0076.
Yes, let me give you my cell phone, too.
Okay. What's your cell phone number?
5-372-2322.
Is that an 845 area code?
Yes.
Now, how would you like to be contacted? We have a couple options. We have phone, email, or text.
I'd rather, you could text me on my cell phone or just call me at either phone.
All right, so we do have a couple of communication confirmations we have. So for our text here at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text message with important information like installation appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we will only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements to your cell phone unless you authorize to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone. Message and data...
Understand half of the things you said. You're speaking too fast.
Sorry about that, ma'am. I'll repeat it. Here at Archtop Fiber, we can notify our customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we will only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements to your cell phone unless you ask us to. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone. Message and data rates do apply.
Okay.
All righty. So just to go over a little bit of information about this before we continue on. So we're looking at the 1 gig fiber internet with no routers, no extenders, no phone jacks. Your address is 295 Broadway, apartment 316, here in Kingston. We have the property, pretty much the property manager who can speak on behalf of the property owners in regards to everything that's going on. So now as part of our process for completing your order, we will need to run a small soft credit check to determine whether a deposit is required. This won't affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and see if you are required to pay a minimum deposit prior to installation. You can opt out of this, but doing so will automatically require you to pay the $50 deposit.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So let me get into it. Yeah. And pull some information over from your files, just so I can actually make sure I'm getting everything in there accurately. All right. Whenever you're ready, go ahead with your social security number, ma'am. Can you say that one more time? I'm sorry. You sound like you're a little bit far away from your microphone.
063.
Okay.
44.
Mm-hmm.
2300.
Just one moment while that's running. All right. It looks like everything's good to go. It looks like you won't be required to make that deposit.
Cool.
It's a good sign, right?
Yeah, that's good.
All right. So our shop fiber does offer discounts for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Would you like to sign up for that?
No, nothing against your company, but I don't like any company going into my bank account.
No worries about that. Would you still like to enroll in paperless billing, or would you like to receive a paper bill?
I'd rather receive a paper bill. I only get a check once a month. I'm on Social Security, you know.
That's understandable.
Okay.
All right, so how did you hear about us here at Archtop Fiber?
I got two things. First I got a white letter in my mail, and then I got a post big card in the mail. So that's, and I'm, like I said, I'm just so tired of Spectrum, and their fees always going up and up and up.
No, I understand that.
It must
so,
be making money on Social Security, these people, I swear.
Yeah, I understand that. So is there anything our installer should be aware of in your residence?
No. Just everything's okay. I do want to ask you a question.
Sure.
That's $69.95 a month, or $99 a month, something like that.
So that $69.99 a month is actually followed by an asterisk, which means you do have to enroll in auto payments as well as ACH, pretty much the ACH auto payment with paperless billing. Otherwise, the price is $79.99 a month.
So if I don't let you go and get the money out of my account, I have to pay
$79.99. It's still better than what you're paying? I understand.
Yeah.
All right, so I do have a couple of disclosures I do have to talk to you with. They're just our standard disclosures that we give to everybody. You are in an apartment, so this may vary very based off of what's going on, and they may our technicians may also speak with your property manager about what is going on. At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable that connects your home to the fiber network, which means they'll probably be connecting this to your building prior to the day of installation. If required, that drop may be buried and laid on the ground and will help to bury it within 10 days. If you do have a current provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection and recommend you wait until service has been installed before you cancel with your current provider.
Yeah,
that much. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit and send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided with me today. And that the website is archtopfiber.com.
Right.
Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. All right. And Patricia, when would you like to have your installation available? The earliest time frame we have is this coming Friday, the 12th.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Next Friday is 12th, yeah.
So we have an 8, 10, or 1 p.m. What time works for you?
1 p.m. is good.
10 p.m. or 1 p.m.?
No, 1 p.m.
Yes, the 1 p.m.
One.
Yes. So I have you, Miss Patricia Smith. Email is Patty.
Not a Mrs. Just Patricia Smith. Miss Patricia.
Okay. So we have your email as patty16133@outlook.com.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number of 845-334-0076 is a good contact number.
Oh, you have my cell too.
We do have your cell. That is correct. And we have your installation appointment set to go through July 12th, 2024 at 1 p.m. Those appointments do take about 2 hours to do. They can take anywhere from one to two hours given on the requirements of the technician. Usually they take about an hour to hour and a half, but we do give them that 2-hour window in case there's travel or any issues that do happen. Do you have any notes you wish to provide for the technician, like have them give you a call or text before they arrive?
Okay, that's cool. And then my appointment's at 7:12 next Friday at 1 p.m., right?
Yes, 7:12 at 1 p.m. is that's when your installation will be.
Okay. That's great.
All right. As part of finishing up this order, you should be receiving two emails in your at that email address listed, the patty16133@outlook.com. One is a confirmation of the order of what we just did with what you just did with me here today. And that's pretty much just going over the information about what you ordered the 1 gig internet, as well as a confirmation of your appointment as well via email. The second email you're going to receive is an invitation to sign up for your Archtop Fiber online account. This is going to be how you're going to be able to pay your bill online without having to give us a call.
Do they charge extra for users online?
No.
Okay. Do I still get a bill in the mail so I can send it out to you?
You'll still get a bill. You'll be very much able to mail it out to us.
Okay. What address are you located at?
Our main office address is 300 Enterprise Drive, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Okay. I know where that is. I work there in the building. Enterprise Drive.
Yep. Do you have anything else you'd like to ask me today, Patricia?
Wait, I'm just trying. My pen is not working on this paper. Let me hold on. Let me get that address. 300 Enterprise Drive. And Kingston, New York, 12401, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No, I think we're all set now.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and welcome to the family. We look forward to getting your service installed.
Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.